the stairs on every floor, and coming into view again a moment later. The lower they went, the more the Samsa family's interest in them dwindled. And when a butcher's boy passed them on the stairs, coming up proudly with a tray on his head, Mr. Samsa and the two women left the landing and, as if a burden had been lifted from their shoulders, went back into their apartment.
Thank God.
Well, no one's going out to work today. We'll go for a stroll in the country. We need a break. We deserve it.
Oh, Father.
Right. Now, each of you sit down first and write a letter of apology to your bosses. Greta, you can... Yes, what do you want?
If you was worrying about getting rid of that thing there next door, you needn't. It's all been taken care of. You see...
That's enough. You may go.
Ah. Is that it, then? Well, bye, everybody.
That one will be given her notice this very evening.
The women had risen, gone to the window, and stayed there, holding each other tight. Mr. Samsa turned in his chair to look at them, and observed them quietly for a while. Then he called out,
"Come along now, do. Let bygones be bygones. And you might have some consideration for me, too, you know."
Oh, Father.
Yeah. My dears, there now.
They were the only passengers, and the tram was filled with warm sunshine. Leaning comfortably in their seats, they canvassed their prospects for the future, and it appeared on closer inspection that these weren't bad at all. For the jobs they'd got, and which so far they had never really discussed with each other, were all three admirable, and likely to lead to better things later on. The greatest improvement in their condition would, of course, arise from their moving to another house. They wanted to take a smaller and cheaper, but also better situated and more easily run flat than the one they had, which Gregor had found for them. While they were talking, it struck both Mr. and Mrs. Samsa almost at the same moment, as they became aware of their daughter's increasing vivacity, that in spite of all the sorrow of recent times which had made her cheeks pale, she had blossomed into a pretty girl with a good figure.
Oh, my dear, how pretty she is.
Just look at her.
They grew quieter, and half unconsciously exchanged glances of complete agreement, having come to the conclusion that it would soon be time to find a good husband for her. And it was like a confirmation of their new dreams and excellent intentions that at the end of their journey, their daughter sprang to her feet first and stretched out her young body in animal happiness.
Metamorphosis by Franz Kafka was adapted for radio by Gabriel Joseph Avicii from the translation by Edwin and Willa Muir. The narrator was Tim Pigott-Smith and Gregor Christopher Fairbank. The father was played by Stephen Thorne, the mother by Gwen Cherrell, and the sister by Patience Tomlinson. The chief clerk was Colin Starkey, the charwoman, Narissa Knights, and the three lodgers, Christopher Douglas, Trevor Nichols, and Brian Smith. The music was composed and conducted by Gordon Cross and performed by members of the Bachmann Quartet and John Leach, cymbalum. The director was John Theocaris.
I just stopped to get a drink.
No.
De vertaling luidt: Handjes, doe terstond uw plicht. Sleur de ballon van de gedachte binnen in de schuur en duw en wacht en zegt het snik. Dan is het deurtje dicht.
Thank you. Yes, I think that there is a symptom of yeast. Because this Eastern Europe countries, they have somehow similar political background. It's already past 20 years when we get free of Soviet Union. It has some nostalgic feel. So all these nations are very different. For example, we Estonians are much more similar to Finnish people. But still there is something on this Eastern European feeling. And I think that if these countries would like to have strong identity, they should use the best parts of this symptom of yeast.
Parasol elektroniczny. Rumors from the Eastern Underground. Episode 1. Estonia.
Hello. My name is Kiva.
Aivar Tunso.
Katrin Essenson.
Raul Keller.
Lotte.
Kaiti.
Sekoja.
Taavi Tulev.
Andres Leo.
Tenku.
Rainer Jantsis.
I feel like some native, like African, who's coming, like the big guy from the West, comes with a microphone and says, dance, dance. And then he's, well, yeah, dance, yeah, it's good, you know. I make a book out of it. Do you want to be famous? Do you want? So please dance.
The new hymn of Estonia.
My name is Aivar Tunso, and I live in Tallinn. I'm a promoter, I run a little record label. At the moment I'm curator of Tallinn 2011 Capital of Europe music program. And also I do my own music as well, together with my friends. My label Ulme Bladid was established 10 years ago, in 2000, and it has released about 15 releases. Some electronic music, but also acoustic music. If you listen to these records, you can recognize some special feeling, maybe, which is common to all artists. And all artists are Estonian, and that is one rule that I've been always interested to release Estonian music. Actually, it's very difficult to translate because there is no such word like ulme in English language. In literature, in Estonia, we have kind of genre called ulme. It's similar to meaning of science fiction, but it's said more poetic way. Last release of Ulme Bladet was a compilation of reworks and remixes of one of the most important Estonian composer Veljo Tormis. And as he is very important for the local music scene, it was very interesting to bring together a younger generation artists and then to have conversation with this legendary composer who told about background of these his pieces, and by himself was using traditional music, old Estonian traditional, all other Fenno-Ugric traditional music, and he composed this traditional music for choir. Composer Veljo Tormis will be this year 80, and in times he did this, it was very radical, and then some some compositions are quite avant-garde, and we took these compositions and trying to do some electronic versions of it.
Thank you.
There is loads of new bands at the moment. Everybody's trying to do something, and it's possible to see that they are looking at their own style and so on, but it's always still this problem that we are still a little bit isolated. In the 90s, there was very big risk that everybody was trying to follow what's happening in West, and it was very clearly seen in music as well. But at the moment, everybody already is trying to do their own thing.
One, two, three, ah.
My name is Katrin Essenson.
I'm Raul Keller, and we're going to the Contemporary Art Center of Estonia, to the local radio studio. So if you follow me, please. So here you can see that the roof...
This looks very shabby for a contemporary museum.
Yeah, it's because they were putting a new roof here. Because it was raining through, and so you see, it's loads of garbage here.
But it looks like a squatted place. Where is the?
Right now it's basically a squat, but it's also an art institution.
And it's acknowledged by the city.
Yes, it's acknowledged now by the city, and it's part of this cultural factory next door. So here you can see a multifunctional room that has...
Very multifunctional, yes.
It hasn't been cleaned. And this is the logo of the Contemporary Art Museum.
It says EKKM, which means...
Eesti Kaasaegse Kunstimuuseum in Estonian. It's a black flag that has a white flag inside of it.
So there's also food here, there's some chairs, there's, what is this huge thing on the wall? Is it a telescope?
No, this is for making brewed wine.
Ah, wine.
Yes.
Great.
But it's empty right now.
Yeah, okay. So And
there's, it's also, like, as you see, it's multifunctional. It has a bass amplification here, and then there's...
It's from the German enterprise Klemmt.
Yes. It's the Beatles used it as a vocal microphone at the end of the 60s. So right now it's making a lot of this because it's plugged in. The good old analog hiss.
So, and your illegal transmitter is over there. Oh yes. No, it's legal actually.
Yeah. Well... Local radio's self-produced stereo FM exciter.
And local radio is your own radio station.
Yes.
And Hanseatic, I see. That's a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, that's a vacuum cleaner.
And it says Teleskoprohr. And
it's not a NASA engine inside, probably. It's just a Teleskoprohr.
Can you hear the seagulls outside?
That's the seagulls. Yeah. They sound really different.
No, it's the ravens, actually.
It's typical sound of Tallinn.
It was something. Oh, yeah, the building as well. This is a huge building that's like a culture factory. That's a big institution that's going to house artists. But we don't know the names of the artists yet, but they're building the house for them. And
but the artists actually come to your contemporary museum.
Yes, the artists are
just
here.
Just spotted the house, named it Contemporary Art Museum, although we have it one in Estonia, but it's more like
It's just an art museum. I think the difference is that next door you see an example of creative industries, and here it's a creative squat, I think.
You mean the other place is not multifunctional?
Yeah, it's less multifunctional, I think. It's more glass and steel-based.
And in between all these empty buildings of the government, your multifunctional, real contemporary museum.
Yes.
Maybe you can call it the more contemporary museum.
Exactly, which is this Wiener Furst, which is like labeled real.
Yeah, the echte Wiener Wurst.
Ja. Ersatzfurst.
Kunsthonig.
Kunst.
Chinese, so honey.
Chinese, yeah.
Okay.
So this is the beach. In 1979, they introduced Fanta. Pepsi, they brought it here because of the Olympic Games, and also Marlboro and cigarettes were sold and stuff like that, because, you know, to show off that the Soviet regime is like rich, and we also have Marlboro and we have Pepsi, you know. They traded it for vodka. Vodka was shipped to America, and then they got this powder, this substance to make Pepsi. And then in Tallinn they made Pepsi, like licensed Pepsi. It was a Pepsi land.
Tapa maja vaikne, ei seal tapeta, tapa pakud puhtad, ainsa rappeta. My name is Kiva, K-I-W-A. I live in different cities. I always move, I like to travel a lot. I work with sound, I am writing books, I am curating exhibitions. And sometimes I mix all these things together. When I started as an artist in the 90s, early 90s, then local art world was still very, very old school. And I decided that I must do only experimental things and experiment with the artist's position, or me as an artist, or me as a non-artist. And also this gives me the opportunity to do different things, to work in different mediums. And when I started with that in the 90s, nobody understood me. But now the teachers are talking in the university for the students that I was the model for the 21st century. Estonia is like a borderland between East and West, and we want to be more like a Scandinavian country, which we mentally are. We don't have Russian temperament or Catholic religion like in Poland and Lithuania. And also Estonia is very American friendly and very extremely right-wing government. Designers, models, fashion. Designers. Now we have been 20 years, free country. after Soviet Union collapse. There are positive and negative aspects of the history, but as a creative person, it gives inspiration that things are not so fixed like in countries with the capitalist tradition. There is more freedom, for example, for doing political art or social art.
Models are ugly. Designers are ugly. Ugly! Ugly! So, so ugly! So fucking ugly! This is so ugly! Fashion is so ugly! So, so ugly! Fashion is so ugly! 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 Ugly!
There were two big subcultures, punks and headbangers. And we used the energy of punk and made very fast music, but the sound was more like this headbanger metal music. So for punks we were too metal and for headbangers we were too much punk. And I remember I was trying to understand house music and breakbeat and all this rave stuff that was very popular. And I still move on with the electronic music and kind of electropunk or shifted pop cliché formats. First Soviet Union progressive rock group was from Estonia and they were playing with the self-made synthesizers. And then my generation discovered these grandfathers and I bring them together and made a free platform and we were organizing just sound noise events. I like very much the sound of my Mac PowerBook adapter. Very discreet hiss micro sound. It reminds me a Russian fairy tale called The Black Hen about a parallel reality small men living underground. And one was mutating into a black hen and coming out and something like that. Vibration stimulates brain. Reality is like part of musical identity. It's like a Nordic phenomenon of the sound in Nordic countries. It's connected to the coldness and dark nights, and that's why, for example, from Finland there are so many good musicians. Nothing to do during the dark nights. Only to drink or to make music.
So what are we doing now?
Now we go to the local store. We have only one store in Tallinn, Kaubamaja. We go buy some alcohol there. It's not cheap, but it's alcohol.
I don't drink.
So, Kati, now we are in the local store and you're looking for which kind of alcohol?
You can choose one. Baltica.
Rock. I don't want to take the beer Rock.
Yes.
No. Yeah, I want a local beer.
So it's Olegok, Tallinn, special.
And this?
Yeah. So this Russian. Is Russian, yeah. But then you should take Rock.
I'm Lotte. I'm playing in Sequoias. I'm doing most of the music.
I'm Kati, and I'm doing installations for the Sequoia, and also a bit music, messing Lotte's tracks over with my ideas.
Actually, we do lots of painting and singing and dancing, and maybe sometimes we can do just a little bit of happening, and then nothing happens, actually.
You like furniture?
I don't like furniture. Ah. It's boring.
I like to sit on the couch.
I'm looking forward to see your place. Is this still a communist building, or no, it's before?
It's from Stalin. This building is made by Stalin.
But now just it's Stalin. Occupied by this mafia.
Hippies.
Mafia or hippies?
Mafia hippies.
From the 50s.
I introduce you my crazy dog.
Yeah, she bites very tenderly. My God.
Yeah.
What kind of dog is that?
This is Dingo.
Dingo.
The wild dog. Mixture of Dingo and Caucasian.
Incredible. Jesus. Okay, I try to describe what I see here. It's Okay, the dingo is attacking. It's incredible. Yes, sweetheart.
Christian.
It's such a nice little boy. Is it a man?
It's female.
Female. Oh, yeah. So happy to. Oh. The beast is jumping up and down on me.
Drinking beer, or you want the.
No, beer is fine.
Yes.
I need to explain what I see here.
This is like.
It's like the explosion of. Okay, there's one corner. Maybe I take the right channel.
I don't know where to start. Okay, there's a sewing machine on the ground. Some drawings. One drawing definitely of the dog that just tried to rape me. I just make a little walk and then I come to you. Another picture of the dog, a photo, a calendar with naked men, a very colorful chair, and behind that chair there's a chaos of shoes. Chaos of shoes. The kitchen, extremely colorful as well, nearly psychedelic. Another dog, they put fake hair on him. He's got a wig on. The wardrobe is painted golden, very handmade. I don't want to describe the bed. On the wall there's a psychedelic structure painting in orange and blue. There's another picture, again with a dog, mirror, some instruments.
Lots of mirrors.
Yeah, lots of mirrors. Do you take lots of time to make your makeup?
Yeah.
I like it now. I ordered from China. I ordered like 2 kilograms of stuff.
2 kilograms.
Life without makeup is a bit boring. I'm seriously
sorry about men and women who can't wear makeup.
Yeah.
Do you dress specially for your gigs and special clothes?
Yes, no, I have special clothes. And she's doing the picture. She's video artist.
And it's always like different because it's experimental and it have been interesting like this. Yeah, and we also allow mistakes actually more and more.
Oh, it's, now I can play a song name mistakes.
Yeah, we allow. If something start to whistle like or some
feedback.
Feedbacks and so. Yeah, now for example this. Yeah.
This is mistakes.
The song is called Mistakes?
Yeah, this is a song called Mistakes, yeah.
And the it's very clubby. It has something of ESG.
She can sing.
What did I do?
My father is good guitarist, so this is like kind of song I imitate my father's moves by guitar, but I do it on synthesizer. So
yeah,
I'm not
the
professional, yeah. And I imitate
my father.
My father.
That's true. I love. He's really good. He's one of my favorite from Estonia. When I hear somebody whistling, I think this person feels good, even if it feels like nervous or something, it still like calms you down.
my grandfather is the best whistler in the world. Wanted to go to this crazy house. Yeah.
It was like people with mental handicaps, and this is it would be really dream job because such a nice people in there. I could be as well as work as well as be patient in there. We will go there probably as a free will, and we will see what will happen.
Absolutely, like lie to myself to keep it going. I don't want to get serious in this business anyway. Nah, I don't want to get sober in a serious way.
My mental survival techniques. Wow, it's a very heavy mental, yeah. It's very heavy mental.
Well, man, I mean, I never know how I do it. I never think about survival or surviving. I really don't do nothing for making it to continue other than doing my stuff.
Intuitive survival, I guess. No technique, really.
Surviving is intuition.
I can't be afraid of losing my job because what I like the most is making music. So if I was working as an architect, there wasn't much work to do anymore.
But that is what it actually is very cool about our job, that we can't lose it. We just can't lose it. We can lose our lives, but we can't lose our jobs.
I don't believe in economical crisis. It's bullshit. It doesn't exist. It's produced. It doesn't exist.
Some of the frustration of trying to survive as an artist here was coming out of the incapabilities of the visual arts world. Especially, basically, there is no market for contemporary art in this region.
I have been here like 15 years, and I still can't survive with that. And everybody thinks that because I'm very famous as an artist here, I also must be very rich, but it's not like that.
I don't really know how we get money. This is a big mystery.
Yeah, it's always a bit criminal. Yeah, and in a
so
city
how do you
can't
how do you pay the rent?
Oh, no, I haven't paid for a few months. But I also have a new philosophy, like if you don't think, it doesn't exist.
The main problem in Estonia is that it's very cold here and you must pay at least for an apartment and for the energy.
They lived here like without electricity, like for months or so. It was no electricity. It was really good, but she came to my place. I live here 50 meters from here.
Yeah.
And she comes and loads her Mac, very expensive Mac computer.
Yeah, load my stomach.
Which can work for many, many hours. It was just nice and candlelight. And
a little bit of music, very silent. Yeah. And much time to think why it's dark.
Sometimes I am squatting or living by my friends or maybe giving somebody an artwork and he's paying my rent, like a natural economy.
Sometimes people tend to pay money for, you know, for what I do.
And surprisingly, somebody is calling me up and saying that, hey, do you want to be involved in this project? And it was exactly the time when I needed something, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just all one big nice miracle, actually.
Sometimes some other money comes to my bank account, but it's very small money. But most of the time I just sit here and I don't hang around with people. I'm not going to push my music to anyone.
My husband was capitalist. He's very nice person.
Yeah. To sponsor.
He's being like sponsored for me.
But now it's a little bit hard at times because he has another wife.
Yeah.
So it cannot last forever.
No more money pegging.
Yeah.
Crisis.
And we will see what will happen.
I don't see any rules.
I don't believe in economical crisis. It doesn't exist, it's...
And we will see what will happen.
I have no idea.
And we will see what will happen.
I don't need so much finances for myself. And it's also a good motivation. It makes exercises for the brain, let's say.
I would love to have a bigger crisis, deeper crisis, like harder existential, like 30s depression in America or something, you know. Otherwise it's boring.
Everyone is what he can do himself, or you can't depend on a nation.
Kollast te koitte, kollast te koitte, tuhu vähän.
I can play Estonian hymn like this. I have some very strange instruments, and here I have frog instrument here. So it consists of a stick and a small drum, and I could also rotate it so it makes a loud noise. But I have never used it. It only inspires me. Taavi Tulev. I'm actually a totally urban person, but now I live in Muuga, which is out of town. And it inspires me a lot. Very important is a big window always. I have to make music next to a window. I'm not really into listening to music, but I just make what I want to hear. Electroharmonics. Just the best I have seen, because I don't have any tape delays and I don't really like digital stuff. I have studied violin when I was a child. I went to a music academy to study electronic music there, but it's not really about electronic music, so I'm not going there anymore. And I'm not good at playing instrument. More like listening to sounds. I've been working as an interior designer, and when I was working in the office, there was playing a radio, which I always kept unplugging the speakers. Then I thought that it would be the best to listen to something which doesn't make you tired. Music really makes people tired, I think. So I bought some equipment and started doing field recordings.